Now, let's take a quick break from all this talk of Christmas presents and have a quick look at some of the marine science and conservation news headlines this month. Helen, why don't you start us off?
Okay, so I've got news of a new study that suggests a rather grim future lies ahead for coral reefs in acidic oceans. As levels of carbon dioxide build up in the atmosphere, it's not only leading to problems of climate change, but it's also dissolving in the oceans, causing the pH to drop. And studies have already shown that the oceans have become 30% more acidic since the Industrial Revolution, and that's the fastest rate of acidification in 55 million years. Well, now a research team led by Elizabeth Crook from the University of California, Santa Cruz, have been studying natural submarine springs called OYOs that pour onto one of the Caribbean's largest reef ecosystems off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. Now, these waters have been flowing for thousands of years, and they're naturally lower in pH than normal seawater. Well, the study published in the journal Coral Reefs revealed a decrease in coral species diversity and a decline in the size of coral colonies in areas closer to the OYOs. They also found that at all 10 of the OYO sites they looked at, three species of coral were actually observed to grow pretty well in acidic waters. The thing is that these aren't actually the corals that help build the reef framework, and so basically this study suggests that as pH decreases in the ocean, the complex mix of reef-building coral species could be replaced by smaller, patchier colonies with reduced species diversity. So another piece of evidence that the oceans really are facing a huge challenge ahead as changes taking place with things like acidification in the oceans.